What is good? This is Renegade X, back at with another episode of the Black Nerd Talk. I am your Black Nerd, Renegade X. I will be giving my thoughts about Overwatch 2. Now, I will say this before I start speaking on Overwatch 2. Do not let my opinion deter you from playing Overwatch 2. If you wish to play that game, that is on you. This podcast is just me giving up my thoughts, and that is about it. If you want to play Overwatch 2 and you enjoy it, more power to you. Now then, let's begin. I want to go over the changes between Overwatch 1 and Overwatch 2. 6v6 is now 5v5. The tank class has been adjusted, so the tanks are now more brawly, meaning they have more health, and they have more of more aggressive options now. Since it's 5v5, it's two less characters on the battlefield. All the roles have passives now. The tanks cannot get knocked back easily like DPS and support characters can, meaning a Lucio boop won't knock the tanks back far. DPS has a passive to where, I think they automatically have it to where, if you get an elimination with the DPS, you get a temporary movement speed increase and reload speed increase for 2.5 seconds. And for the support characters, if you played Overwatch 1 and are familiar with Mercy's passive to where, if she does not take damage for a certain amount of time, she will passively regain her health. Now all the supports have that now. First, I'm going to talk about the good things of Overwatch 2. So since it is 5v5, now the gameplay feels faster paced than it did before, since it's two less people on the battlefield. The removal of most CC. CC means crowd control. A good example of crowd control is, say if you have a character that can throw a spear of energy that gathers a bunch of enemies in that spear and stops them from moving. That is an example of crowd control. Mei cannot freeze anyone solid anymore, she just slows them down. Brigitte cannot stun people. Cassidy does not have a stun grenade anymore, but has a sticky bomb that he throws at people. They reduce the slowdown of Symmetra's turrets when they hit someone, and etc. The reworks for certain characters. Bastion's rework, his current turret mode, has a time limit, but he can move while in turret mode. So the model basically combined hit. The top of it is his turret mode. The bottom is his tank mode, where he used to move in tank mode from Overwatch 1. Plus his self heal no longer exists and now fires a grenade. His ultimate is him basically planted to the ground and fires rockets in the air to land down on designated spots. Because the issue with old Bastion is he could freely go into turret mode and he had that passive to where he could take reduced damage in turret mode. He had the self heal as well. But in turret mode, he was open and very stationary and had to rely so much on his teammates. from my experience of fighting him, because what I do, see, all this stuff I'm about to say about the characters in Overwatch, I play Capture the Flag, and I mostly play bots because I am a PvE person. That's what I grew up with. So, you're gonna get it from that perspective. I don't play rank. I really don't care about rank. I played quick play. Don't really like it. But I know some are gonna say, well, bots is just quick play with bots. What's the difference? Well, not everyone plays PvP. There are PvE players out here. Oh, and I don't play any of the other PvP things. It's only CTF with me and my friends, and that's about it. But back to Bastion. From my experience, every time I've seen the enemies use him, Bastion will never die. He was such a forgiving character. You could throw everything at Bastion, and he is still sitting there in turret mode. Not to mention he could mow you down pretty fast if you're not careful. I am so glad that he got this rework. All you have to do now is bait out the turret mode. Make sure he does not have a healer nearby him. And once that turret mode time is run out, it's time to crack your knuckles and get him. Doomfist is now a tank. His uppercut has been removed and been replaced with a block. The block gives a 90% damage reduction. Orisa is no longer a defensive tank. She is an aggressive tank now. She doesn't have the barrier anymore. She uses the javelin and spins it around as a way to defend, basically destroying shots and ultimates as well. Instead of the halt where she throws that little sticky ball out and it pulls people in, she now throws a javelin at the enemy. And if they hit the wall, they will take extra damage. Her ult, instead of the bongo that powers everyone up, including herself, she twirls her javelin in the air, pulling in enemies. And you can charge it up to release shockwaves when she slams it on the ground. Reinhardt has two fire strikes, can cancel his charge, and has more steering control over it. Zarya can now use two bubbles back to back, but they have separate cooldowns. She can either use two on herself, or two bubbles on her allies, or one on her, and one on her ally. Sombra, her hat can cause enemies to take 40% increased damage from all sources. Even her ult can take some health away from the enemies. Hacked health packs stay hacked for 30 seconds instead of 60 seconds. She can hack while invisible, but it will say that you're discovered. And plus, when the enemy is hacked, your allies can see the hacked enemy for a short duration. Now, my thoughts with these character changes, it really has changed stuff in Capture the Flag, because what was the issue, well, kinda still is the issue in Capture the Flag, is turrets. Every time me and my friend would play Capture the Flag, there will always be a Torb, Symmetra, and or Bastion. Always. and Blizzard tried to deal with this problem, because this problem was much worse in like the 2017. Because in order for you to get the flag to capture it, you would have to stand on it in order for your character to hold it. But anytime you took damage, it would reset their timer. So what they did for capture the flag is, you could instantly capture the flag, but there was a drawback. You could not use any movement abilities like Sombra's Teleport, Tracer's Blink. There is one character that can still use an ability while they have the flag. Pharah can still hover slash fly with the flag.
Bruh.
Which is BS. Because you need hit scans to deal with her. But Renegade, Genji, Hanzo, and Kiriko can wall climb with the flag. Well, we gonna let that slide though, because since the turrets that they put to protect the flag are what me and my friend would like to call the lazy defense, aka Torbs, Metra, and Bastion, protecting the flag. Genji, Hanzo, and Kiriko need to be able to climb with the flag. That is fine, in my opinion. So in Overwatch 2, since the turrets have been changed, Torb's turret, it doesn't slow you down or nothing, it just hits you pretty much. It's kinda not the best to defend in my experience. Symmetra and Bastion from Overwatch 1, they were the best defenders of the flag at that time. But in Overwatch 2, since things have changed, turrets are not really good for defending anymore. It's really better to use them aggressively. Because since the tanks have become more brawly, more people are choosing tanks. So sometimes it be 2 to 3 tanks on a team on capture the flag, since roll queue is not a thing. So if you do not have anything to stop tanks, and the tanks have good healers, or good healer, they can just hop on the flag, take those hits, and take those flags with no problem. On to the next one. The bots. The bots are way better now, and they can use more characters. Before Overwatch 2, the bots would use Roadhog, Zarya, Soldier 76, Cassidy, Torb, Mei, Sombra, Reaper, Lucio, Anna, and Zenyatta. Plus the AI was very simple, just point A to point B. Now they can use those that I previously mentioned, and basically everyone except for D.Va, Doomfist, Echo, Pharah, Hammond slash Wrecking Ball. I hope they let the AI use those characters in the future. It will be interesting to see the AI use those characters in the play versus AI mode and the custom games. Now I know currently in the Halloween event, the AI can use Echo, but that's just only for that event. They don't have her available for the AI to use in the other modes, sadly. Because so far when me and my friends fought the AI, they're way better. Cause I feel like what they did is they studied how the players played the characters and basically just put that type of stuff on the AI. because the troublesome AI that me and my friends fought is Sigma Reinhardt. Them two tanks right there. Boy, they some troublesome tanks. And the bots heal so well now. Cause it'd be hard to kill the AI now if you do not kill the healers first. And they always, and the thing is, they always use one tank, two DPS, and two support characters. And what me and my friend do sometimes is do a custom game and do a skirmish. And when I tell y'all, we had two AI supports. Them jokers was healing us so good. When I was low on health, AI Lucio and Moira came to heal me. Both of them was trying to make sure that the teammates were healed up as well, not running off to fight the whole enemy team by themselves. Or in this case, in Capture the Flag, try to get the flag by themselves, knowing dang well that they put some type of turret or junkrat trap in there, repeatedly dying, instead of healing the team to help get the flag. I'ma be honest, the bots heal better, way better than some of these players out here. They need to let bots play healers in some of these modes, like straight up, since folks want to play tank and DPS all the time. Alright, let us get into the cons of Overwatch 2. A lot of features have been removed, such as the on fire feature. Basically, when a character is performing real well, your character icon will glow in a blue flame. Being able to auto-requeue in a match. So now you gotta go back to the main menu and choose the mode you wanna play again. The player levels are gone. The bronze, silver, gold, and platinum borders. This was a thing in Overwatch 1. Each star on the border would have 100 levels. The only way you can see it is if you go to your career profile, but you cannot level it up no matter what, since that has now been replaced by the Battle Pass essentially. You cannot endorse the enemy team anymore. Since loot boxes aren't a thing, it's been replaced with a battle pass, and this current battle pass is supposed to be cyberpunk theme, but the only cyberpunk skins in there, obtainable in the battle pass are Genji and Kiriko. In the trailer, it shows Cyberpunk Widow, Roadhog, Zenyatta, and Detective Sojourn. And, speaking of the new characters, I've played all of them, Kiriko, Sojourn, and Joker Queen. I definitely like Sojourn. To be honest, I wish her shots were hitscan, but from what I've been hearing from a lot of people, they've been saying she's been dominating the game. Dominating this top 500, top 50, whatever it is. Like I said, I do not care about that stuff. I don't care about ranked. All I want to do is play the game and have fun. That's it. I don't care about no medal, none of that stuff. Joker Queen, she's alright. I hate that her Warcry cooldown is so long though, 15 seconds. Feel like she needs some adjustment. She really plays more like a off tank than a main tank. For Kiriko, I like her. She feels balance. Though she is definitely not good for solo healing, and I will address that issue later on. But let's get back to the topic. One of the main issues with this game is the monetization. They basically have two currencies in this game from what I see. The regular currency, which is white, to where you can buy the the recolors and all that stuff. And the gold currency, what I like to call it, the premium coins. Basically, they want you to pay $20 to $40 for skins. Even the old skins. That's been in Overwatch for the past 6 years. So if you are not a returning player, you are gonna have to buy the skins with real money. Another issue is, if you are a new player, you are gonna have most of your characters locked. The only characters you are gonna have available as a new player is Orisa, Winston, Zarya, Reinhardt, Soldier 76, Widowmaker, Tracer, Torbjorn, Reaper, Lucio, Mercy, and Moira. In order to unlock the other characters, you have to play a lot of PvP matches. Yes, PvP. You cannot unlock these characters in bot matches, which is stupid, because not everyone plays quick play and ranked. They think everyone plays quick play and ranked, which is not true. There are plenty of people out here playing bots because they don't want to deal with the stuff in PvP. Or they just grew up playing against bots their whole life and that's what they prefer. It's crazy they did this considering the fact that the PvE story mode is coming out next year. Character balancing is another issue. Well, there's a majority of us that know this. Blizzard is not good at balancing PvP. Right now, Doomfist is weak because his rocket punch doesn't do much damage. A full power punch does 25 damage. Meanwhile, his regular melee does 30. I kid you not, you can go to the shooting range and test this out. His block gives him 90% damage reduction, but it cannot block things such as Anna's Sleep Dart, Orisa's Spear, Sigma's Rock, and etc. You mean to tell me this is the same man that that kid said in the early cinematics of Overwatch, saying that he could level a skyscraper, but he cannot block a rock being thrown at him? What sense does that make? Doomfist desperately needs some buffs. His block needs to completely block things, not damage reduction. Even negate things such as Anna's Sleep Dart and etc. He needs to do more damage with his punch. Considerable damage, of course. Like, whatever they need to do to buff him, please do. He desperately needs it. My boy Soldier 76. When I play him on Overwatch 2, he feels weak to me. Because not only does he have that annoying recoil, he does 18 damage now. And that nerf to that damage fall off to all the hit scans, basically what they did is, I believe it they reduced 70% of their damage off of their, if they shoot outside of their optimal ranges. They did this to Ash, Baptiste, Cassidy, Soldier, and Hammond, I believe as well, and Bastion too, I guess. Even though it doesn't seem like it affected Bastion like that, but that's what they did. That is one of the dumbest changes they have ever did. Because, and see this is how I look at it. If you have a revolver, some type of rifle, you're supposed to do damage from a distance like that. Cause you'll be seeing in shows and movies and stuff when someone has a revolver and they shoot from a long range, that they still do a lot of damage. Thanks to that change, Ferris is able to freely fly around the sky, shooting rockets down onto you. I'm sorry, but Soldier needs some type of buffs to outset them nerfs that have been happening. Cause, to be honest, he's really at his weakest. I understood why they gave him 18 damage because of the 5v5, but he just feels so weak. Especially when it comes to the other modes where roll queue doesn't exist. When the tanks have more health than all that stuff. He needs some type of buffs. Personally, I want the recoil removed. And if the 20 damage is going to be such a problem, give him 19 damage or something. Those are my suggestions. Hey look, I'm a console player. Show us some respect, please. We play this game too. Reaper, he definitely got nerfed. Because before Overwatch 2, he would do six damage per pellet shot. Now he does 5 point something or 5 damage per shot. This nerf hit him harder than I expected it, because from my experience fighting against him and playing as him, these Reapers really have a hard time killing stuff now. Because when I was playing Capture the Flag, there was a Reaper behind me shooting, but he could not kill me at all. I was literally out healing his damage. And when another instance is when me and my friend were playing the custom game skirmish, I was playing Reaper and I was 1v1 in a Junker Queen. And I kid you not, I could not kill this bot. She was not getting healed. She didn't get no health packs or nothing. I could not kill her. Same thing with Winston. AI Winston. He was standing still because his AI's not good. I was shooting him in the head, and my whole clip did not even get this man to half health. I'm like, good lord, they messed up Reaper. This Joker cannot bust tanks like he used to. Shoot, he has a hard time killing squishies now. So Reaper gonna need some type of buff or something, like, man. Sometimes when I play this game, in certain situations, sometimes it doesn't even feel like I'm doing damage at all. And I'm shooting at them too. Like that is a... See, I don't like that feeling right there. DPS, but it feels like you're not doing any damage. One of the bigger issues in this game that I have a problem with, it is hard to solo heal in this game since the tanks have so much health and it's 2 less people on each team. Because since tanks been changed, a lot more people have been playing tanks. And my go-to for all the tanks is always Lucio. And the reason why, because I feel like the other healers, they have weaknesses that I don't like. And I really can't keep all those tanks alive like that, like I can with Lucio. I don't like using Moira to solo heal because she runs out of healing resources and has to fight in order to get healing resources back. Brigitte, she has gotten 18 plus nerfs. It's hard to do what I want to do with her since she needs a certain team comp and she is very squishy now. I don't use Mercy because every time I use Mercy, no one protects me and basically leaves me to die. Anna, if you don't hit those sleep darts properly, you are very vulnerable. Zenyatta, his healing output is not strong enough. And plus, he is very vulnerable. The kick only kicks them away. It don't stop them from shooting. Baptiste, though I do like his healing output right now, but he doesn't have the mobility to escape like Lucio does. Kiriko, she's definitely not the best for solo healing because those cards got a short cooldown and stuff. I wish they would do something when someone is playing as a solo healer. I wish they would make it to where the healing from the solo healer would increase to be able to help keep people alive. It is a struggle to keep three tanks alive as a Lucio. Matter of fact, it just feels like a struggle to keep anyone alive as a solo healer in that game. I get frustrated not being able to keep a teammate alive. Yes, you heard it right, a support main that complains about not being able to get enough healing on someone. Yes, they do exist, people. Since a lot of people avoid playing support like they avoiding COVID, cause sometimes I'll be wanting the option of roll Q in all the modes, player versus AI, total mayhem, capture the flag, everything. They need to make some way to make it to where people want to play support more often. And last but not least, the bugs. Ever since launch, Overwatch 2 has been having a lot of bugs. And Blizzard had to remove some stuff in order to fix those bugs to put the certain things back. One bug was a issue in Joker Town. If you shot at a certain object, it would cause so much lag that it would crash the server. Another issue is there was an exploit with Bastion's ultimate to where he could fire more than 3 shots, and that had him removed for a while. Torbjorn was removed from ranked because there was a bug to where he could use his overload multiple times. And recently, today, May has gotten disabled and will not return until November 15th because there is a bug to where it allowed the players could use May's ice wall to go outside the maps in Overwatch. And let me go back to the character balance changes real quick. I know they are supposed to be nerfing Sombra, Genji, Zarya, D.Va, and Kiriko. Those changes basically got delayed and they are not coming until November 15th, so all the stuff that the players find annoying right now, we are just gonna have to keep dealing with it until then. Yeah. That's Overwatch 2 for you right there. See, I'm going to be honest with you guys. I don't know if I can play Overwatch 2 for the long periods of time. I definitely can't play a solo for long, but I can play with friends for a longer time, just not as long as I did with Overwatch 1, because it's just Overwatch 2 has so many flaws with it right now. It seems like the only good thing about it, besides, you know, reworks and all that stuff, is the gameplay. That's what it seems like. And as a person that's played Paladins and Overwatch 2 for a long time, currently right now, I'm having more fun on Paladins than Overwatch 2. Now, that doesn't mean I'ma stop playing Overwatch 2. I will play it every now and then, but like I said, I just won't play it as long like I can Paladins. Cause I can play Paladins for a long time now. It's just that Overwatch 2, it definitely needs a lot of patches. Fix all those bugs. Balance those characters out. Adjust those characters. Fix them prices. Like, do something about that monetization. Kinda doubt it's gonna happen, knowing how greedy a lot of these gaming companies are, this new way of them getting money and stuff. But all you can do is hope things get better. So you can do. But that is my review / feedback / thoughts of Overwatch 2. Thank you for listening, and I will see you next time.